joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline. Two wonderful, wonderful supporters of the business community. Lovers of Commerce, Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center, Aiktha Markulyer, and Executive Director of the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, Tracy Marquis. Well, hello, ladies.
Good evening, Ted.
It is a good evening. Ted. How are the two of you?
We're doing well, and we're working hard to keep our community, give our community the support that they need right now.
We are updating our resources as quickly as possible on both of our websites to make sure the employers and their job seekers employees know what resources are available to them in the midst of trying to figure out our new norm.
All right. Well, let's lead with some numbers here, because what you're saying is what we all know. With this pandemic in place and all the effects it's having, thousands of small businesses are impacted, and that means tens of thousands of employees are impacted. Aiktha and Tracy, you both are here with some very, very good news.
Yeah, I'll start off really quick from the Small Business Development Center side. Yes, there are thousands of businesses being impacted, many closing their doors for a short period of time, some closing their doors permanently, you know, lots of people laid off. But the good news that we want to bring here on the call today is that there is support from both of our organizations. So as of today, small business disaster economic injury loans have become available to Colorado. And there's a lot of details involved with that, but really it's just like applying for any other loan. But the good news is it's a low interest loan, and it can also be used towards private nonprofits. And for those of you who've been around since 2012, 2013, you know we've had these come into our community before, and there are lots of people that have taken advantage of it. All the information about the loans and, you know, questions and answers and a lot of good recommendations on how to apply are at a joint effort website that Tracy and the Workforce Center and I have been working on, as well as OEdit and the state of SBDC Colorado. It is coloradosbdc.org/COVID.
coloradosbdc.org/COVID, COVID.
Correct.
Tracy, you're here ready to help employers. You've got smart advice as some really hard decisions are having to be made.
You know, we do. We have staff available, and all the information is on our website, ppwfc.org. I know people are driving right now, may not have time to write everything down. Go to our website, ppwfc.org. You'll be able to find out all this information. But it's really important right now with unemployment is rapidly changing. We've heard from numerous people, along with the state unemployment office, that they are overwhelmed. They've never had and never anticipated these many numbers of people applying for unemployment benefits and employers asking all these questions. And so the advice for people that are filing for unemployment is, you know, it's hard to say, but be patient and save, save, save. Every page that you finish when you're filing your unemployment claim, make sure you save that information. It's really important. We should anticipate, hopefully, within the next couple of days, some changes that unemployment is making. They're expanding their staff to expand their resources available to people. They have multiple languages that they're able to speak to be able to help handle those claims, to really get people the benefits and get the access that they need. And the next thing we're going to have to be concerned about is once they apply for benefits, getting the money out to people. And that's something that we're constantly in communication with Colorado Department of Labor and Employment to get the best resources available for both job seekers and employers and on what is available.
All right, just a few seconds left, and I don't love fighting the clock like we have to do sometimes. You are hearing Aiktha Markulyer, who is Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center, Tracy Marquis, Executive Director of the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. You are hosting an online small business roundtable tomorrow. That's March 20th. It goes from 11:30 to 1 p.m. You can register at SBDC on their Facebook page. Is that correct?
That's correct. If you go to the Pikes Peak SBDC on our Facebook page or coloradosbdc.org/COVID, both are locations where you may register for this roundtable. And it's from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
And that is where you are. Oh, I'm sorry, Tracy, go ahead.
I just want to let everyone know we're going to have some great resources, both from the federal level, the state level, and the local level, on resources that are available both for businesses and how they can better help their employees that they unfortunately may have to lay off.
Thank you, the two of you, for bringing some wonderful news and shining a ray of light here in what could be a dark time for a lot of businesses. So register, if you would, please, online, Small Business Roundtable tomorrow, March 20th, from 11:30 to 1. There you will learn about a lot of resources that are available for you as business owners to get some help during this time. Again, register on the SBDC Facebook page, Pikes Peak Region SBDC at Facebook. And the other website?
ColoradoSBDC.org/COVID, COVID.
Thank you both so much for spending a couple of minutes here with us on KRDO's Afternoon News and for all the work you're doing to serve and support business and encourage commerce here in the Pikes Peak region.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you for the time.